Hello again. Welcome to a new week of the Bernie Miklas Show here on YouTube. It's great to have you with us. And once again, thank you so much for your support, for watching the videos, for encouraging others to subscribe. Please subscribe. I also really much, very much enjoy reading your comments, and I'm trying to get to as many as I can. You know, despite the fact they've won consecutive series from the Brewers and the Twins, the Cardinals still only have, according to Fangraphs, a 3.7% chance to make the playoffs. Now, Mike Schilt is in town with the San Diego Padres at four in a row at Busch Stadium, Monday through Thursday. And a little question here, just a little question, right? Do you think Mike Schilt's got the last laugh? You think? I'm wondering. I'm pretty sure he would, except he's got too much class to say something to that effect during his time at St. Louis. But this is his first time back as a manager of a new team, the San Diego Padres, since the Cardinals, John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations, abruptly fired him only days after the 2021 season. So Schilt put his time in the San Diego organization, did a good job as a coach, did a good job working with players in the minors a little bit, including Fernando Tatis during an injury rehab assignment, and has done a great job as the Padres manager. And it's the fact that Schilt's in town is only going to bring up the whole question, the hullabaloo over, you know, did the Cardinals make a mistake firing him? You know, who was to blame and all that stuff. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I'm going to jump to the end in this fashion. Are the Cardinals better since Mike Schilt was sent away as the manager of the ball club? The answer, obviously, is no. I mean, it's a firm no. However, there's one little caveat. I believe the Cardinals' deep problems are more about the organization, more about the front office, and less about a specific manager, okay? The issues go higher than the managerial level. And that's why I repeat, I have some empathy for Ali Marmol. Now, I know that's not a popular pin with many of you, but just humor me a little bit. We can't agree on everything. But no, they're not better off with Schilt out of here and now managing the Padres, who come to town 74-58 in his first season. They're second to Arizona in the wild card race in the National League. The Padres were a game and a half behind the Cardinals, game and a half behind the Cardinals at the All-Star break. If you look at the standings through, well, as of Monday morning, the Padres are 8 games ahead of the Cardinals in the standings. So the Schilt effect has kicked in a big way in San Diego. And you say, well, what do you mean about the Schilt effect? Well, excluding the 2020 season, which, again, was what, a 50, 60-game season? Doesn't matter. Short season, COVID, all that. If you look at Schilt after the All-Star break in 2018, after he replaced Mike Matheny, if you look at the Cardinals after the All-Star break, 2019 and 2021, and now with the Padres in 2024, 18, 19, 21, 24, after the All-Star break, teams managed by Schilt, Cards, Padres, have a record of 157 wins and 89 losses. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal winning percentage of .638. He has a way of getting his team primed in the second half to make a huge charge. And we certainly learned that in 2021, especially the Cardinals won. They were no sure bet to get a wild card spot, but they won 21 out of their last 25 games, including that memorable 17-game winning streak. I mean, that was phenomenal stuff. But if you look at 2018, the Cardinals after the All-Star break with Schilt as the manager were 40-27. In 2019, they were 47-27, won the division title. In 2021, they were 46-26 after the break. And with the Padres have the second best record in the majors, 24-9 since the All-Star break. So he's got the touch. He's got the touch to work through difficulties, see what needs to be fixed, what needs to be improved, you know, kind of reinforce some of the things they stand for, some of the work they have to do. You got to clean up the defense. You got to sharpen the base running. You do this, you do that. He stays on his teams. I mean, he's not a grandstand manager. He doesn't rip them. He doesn't call people out in public or put on a big show to score points with the fans. He's really, really positive. Sometimes during bad times, that doesn't play well with media and fans, but it plays well inside his clubhouse, right? It plays very well inside his clubhouse. And as Xander, let me try to think who was, Jurickson Profar told reporters recently, he's the second baseman or infielder, plays left field for the Padres. He said, people don't know, you know, he's chewed us out a few times this year. And he always gets on us when we need to hear something. But we also know he has our backs, and we really, really love him and respect him for that. So Schilt's got a good thing going in San Diego the first year. Bob Melvin had Juan Soto last year, and that team in San Diego with Melvin as the manager was a tremendous underachiever. So that's not the case this year. And, you know, it's not like it's easy for the Padres and Schilt, because you look at it, and I know I thought, well, wait a minute here, you know, the Padres spend more money than the Cardinals. I mean, it's not the payroll things, not even close. I did assume that. And that turns out to be wrong in 2024, because the Padres cut way back by their standards in payroll this year. And in the 26-man payroll, the Cardinals ranked 12th in the majors. The Padres are 15th. So for the 26-man, the Cardinals have actually outspent the Padres. Now, with the 40-man, the boring, competitive, balance tax, payroll, yada, 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 the Padres have spent more in terms of the overall 40-man, but it's not a huge difference. The Cardinals are 14th, Padres are 11th. But so it's not a situation where the Padres, you know, have bought this team by crazy spending. Not at all. In the past, that's what how they were trying to do it. They've kind of modified. But this Padres team under Schilt got off to a really, really slow start. They had four different losing streaks of five games in the first half, and they were basically, let me think, 50-49 at the All-Star break, and they've been rolling ever since. And it wasn't just the slow start and the adversity of losing in the first half. The injuries have been really, really a burden. Xander Bogaerts, excellent player, now their second baseman, he missed 52 days. Fernando Tatis is still out with an injury, 65 days and counting. He might be back in September. Yu Darvish, their ace, arguably their ace, at least before they got Dylan Cease, he's been out 103 days this season and counting. Joe Musgrove, another really good starter, he missed 91 days. They also lost one of their catchers for a while. They also had a really, really slow start by Manny Machado, who's coming on. And by the way, Manny Machado loves Mike Schilt. And everyone knows with the Padres, if you're the manager, you're going to want Manny Machado to like you. You don't want the opposite. So this is the Mike Schilt playbook, man. You win the players over. You stay on them where you have to stay on them, where they need to improve. You don't let them slide. You don't let them slack. You fix things as you go along. He's a good teacher. He's a good instructor. And he's a good leader because the players love him and they play hard for him. And when he barks at them behind closed doors, they listen because they know he's only doing it for a great reason. He's not doing it to put on a show for the media or the fans. So the other thing, yeah, Schilt has gotten help from A.J. Preller, who is the hyper-aggressive president of baseball operations in San Diego. For example, as you know, the Padres got Dylan Cease before the season in a trade. And at the trade deadline, you know, they picked up a couple starting pitchers, including Martin Perez, who's pitched very well for them. I think they've won every one of his starts. And they picked up two really good relievers to strengthen the bullpen. All right. The other thing, so let's talk about Schilt and St. Louis and all the good things, right? Led the Cardinals to the postseason in three straight seasons. His seasons as the manager, not when he took over, three full seasons as a manager, 2019, 2020, and 2021. He was the manager of the year in 2019, and he finished third in 2021. Mike Schilt has led the Cardinals to their only postseason victory. That happened in 2019 when they beat Atlanta and NLDS. That's their only postseason victory since beating the Dodgers and the NLDS back in 2014. The other thing about Schilt, some of the Cardinals' young players had their best seasons under him. Tyler O'Neill, no doubt about it, his best season as a Cardinal with Mike Schilt in 2021. Dylan Carlson, 2021, best season as a Cardinal. Harrison Bader, offensively, best season as a Cardinal in 2021. Paul DeJong, best season as a Cardinal, 2021. Tommy Edman, best offensive performance, defensive performance as a Cardinal came under Mike Schilt. Kind of a backup guy, Edmundo Sosa, was exceptional under Mike Schilt. Lane Thomas was exceptional under Mike Schilt. And then you add, I would put Colton Wong on that list too. I mean, his offense and excellent defense sort of merged, came together under Mike Schilt, the second baseman, Colton Wong. A couple of pitchers, Jack Flaherty, Dakota Hudson, 2019, by far their best major league seasons under Mike Schilt. And yes, injuries after that played a factor, duly noted. And Schilt also got an excellent season out of Alex Reyes in 2021. He had 29 saves. Now, I think Schilt pushed him too hard, but the point is still there. He got a good season out of Alex Reyes. So the 2020 season also stands out for me because it was a 60-game schedule. The Cardinals, if you remember, had a brutal, brutal schedule because they had a couple different COVID outbreaks within the team. They had to play seven doubleheaders. They had 29 games in their final 23 games, 29 games in their final 23 days, I meant to say. And they had a winning record, and they won eight out of their last 12, and they got into the wild card. So I could go on and on and on, but the achievements under Mike Schilt are pretty damn impressive in retrospect. They were impressive at the time, but even more so. But he didn't get along with John Mozeliak towards the end. They butted heads. They had conflicts on the direction of the team. The arguments got pretty fierce. Schilt wouldn't back down. Tony La Russa once told me, and I believed him, he said, man, I would fight for changes when, you know, everywhere I've been, I would push. But at some time you realize, hey, I have a boss. They get to make the final call. And once they make that call, you move on. Schilt, in my opinion, and this is well-sourced, he probably went too far in pushing back on Mozeliak. And Mozeliak, having the utmost power in that organization, basically got tired of it and sacked him. Now, I'm not taking sides here. I'm just trying to give you an honest accounting of what happened. But it only reinforced the notion that's out there among Cardinals fans that Mozeliak wants kind of a more compliant manager, kind of a yes-man type manager. I know that Ali Marmol pushes him, but I'm sure Ali Marmol, you know, doesn't go over that boundary, whatever that boundary is. So it's really, really interesting. And one of the after effects of this is really, I think, you know, Ali Marmol is always going to be attached to John Mozeliak. Oh, that's Mo's guy. He wanted a puppet, all that stuff. So as long as he's here, Marmol, unless the Cardinals have some big, big, profound winning run, and that includes postseason success. And I don't know how much longer Marmol would be here. End of the year, does he get another year? I don't know. We'll wait and see. But my point is, he's never really going to be popular with Cardinals fans. Cardinals fans are going to love it when Mike Schilt returns starting Monday night at Busch Stadium. If there's a chance to give him a great reception, they will. But it's kind of an embarrassment for the Cardinals. They had a manager that won manager of the year and finished third another time, led him to three straight postseasons, led him to a postseason series victory. None of that stuff's happening since he left. None of it. Getting the best out of young players. None of that is happening. And Mike Schilt, as I said, gets the last laugh as he returns to St. Louis. That'll do it. Thank you for watching. This has been The Bernie Show on YouTube.